Okay. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
My ears do hear.
My ears do hear.
My eyes do see.
My eyes do see.
And Holy Ghost.
And Holy Ghost.
Keep me on track.
Keep me on track.
This message
is for me.
Amen?
Amen.
We're going to Isaiah. Because the president, of course, was on my mind last night. It was just very, very sweet. And we're going to Isaiah chapter 44. A little bit of 44 and a 45. Now, those of you who are familiar with some of the different prophetic words that have been given over him, I shared with you a little while back that the spirit of Cyrus is upon him. And some people don't understand it. They find a lot of problems with him. I find that he is the only man that knows what he's doing. Everyone else is going to wonder, and it's okay. I think that's God's plan. So I wanted to kind of give you a heads up because, again, his message was so well prepared yesterday, there was nothing to complain about. But I'm sure that there's a few.
A few that were
very upset. Right. But in verse 21 of 44, it says, "Remember these things, O Jacob, which is the man of flesh. For you are my servant, O Israel." Remember, the servant is the spirit man, which is Israel. "I have made you. You are my servant. O Israel, I will not forget you. I have swept away your offenses like a cloud." I love this part. So you Jews can get right with the Father because he already swept away your offenses like a cloud. "Your sins like the morning mist." In other words, there for a moment, gone. "Return to me, for I have redeemed you." Notice the redemption is his work, not yours or theirs. "Sing for joy, O heaven, for the Lord has done this. Shout aloud, O earth beneath. Burst into song, you mountains, you forests, and your trees. For the Lord has redeemed Jacob." Aha! Now the man of flesh is what? Redeemed. "He displays his glory in Israel." He displays his glory from within. I want to kind of reiterate something that came out of my mouth with my little Nicholas on Sunday afternoon. Monday afternoon. No, late morning. We were sitting in my office downstairs and we were in all kinds of conversations about this and that. And of course, his perspective is from the church where he belongs, which is very similar to the assemblies. And I'm not blaming, I'm not claiming, I'm not criticizing, I'm just saying. So all of a sudden, we talked about the inner man, we talked about the spirit person within us, and we talked about Adam and Eve and their failure, obviously. And he and I had a discussion about different things. And I reminded him of the story about my cat, my Angora cat, and how God taught me that we are not like Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve had the glory from within shining out from them so they could never see their nakedness, except when the lights went out. And I explained that whole package to him. But you see it here. "For the Lord has redeemed Jacob. He displays his glory in Israel." The inner man is Israel. Amen?
Amen.
24. "This is what the Lord says. Your Redeemer who formed you in the womb. I am the Lord who made all things, who alone stretches out the heavens, who spreads out the earth by myself. No help needed, right?
Right.
Watch the next part. Who foils the signs of false prophets. I love it. And makes fools of diviners. Do you need to do it? No, he does it. Amen? Who overthrows the learning of the wise. Did you hear the learning part? The learning of the wise and turns it into nonsense. Who carries out the words of his servants and fulfills the predictions of his messengers. Who are his messengers?
We are.
We are.
Wow, you're awake. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor, say, get with it.
Get with it.
You're a messenger.
You're a messenger.
And so am I. Watch this part. Who says of Jerusalem, it shall be inhabited of the towns of Judah, they shall be built, and of their ruins I will restore them. Who says to the watery deep, be dry, and I will dry up your streams. Who says of Cyrus, he is my shepherd, and will accomplish all that I please. He will say of Jerusalem, let it be rebuilt, and of the temple, let its foundations be laid. Did you get a clue? Yeah. One of the highlights, of course, about this morning, which we didn't talk about Nikki Haley.
No.
No. Did you hear what she said about Jared Kushner? That's the president's son-in-law who happens to be Jewish. And his wife, who happens to be the daughter of our president, she said loud and clear, I cannot explain, she said, the intensity of that young man's abilities and how he's able to do so much in so little time.
Wow. Who said that, Kim?
Nikki Haley. She is the ambassador to the United Nations, and she's being removed because she chose to resign.
Right. Right.
But her arrangements were made 6 months ago, so they do know how to keep a secret. Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. And I mean, it'll catch whoever deserves to be caught with their pants down. And that's okay. I don't mind seeing some butts around. They probably would like some kicks, but I won't
what
be supplying.
What did you have for supper?
Just a moment. He's spunky. He's just spunky. That's good.
But it's the truth. Hey, listen, I have a tie on. I'm of the higher order tonight.
All right. All right.
I like what he said. I'm out of the box.
45, verse 1. This is what the Lord says to his anointed. To Cyrus, whose right hand I take hold of, to subdue nations before him, to strip kings of their armor, to open doors before him, so that the gates will not be shut. Think about that comment. And when he was talking about what North Korea has now adjusted to, and where they were 2 years ago, basically, when she took over, it was one big mess. Now there's a future and there's a possibilities. In fact, he talked about his Secretary of State, Pompeo, that has just returned from Korea, and things are progressing instead of threats to kill all of our friends, including South Korea. And he says, by the way, I didn't give them a nickel on the back burner. Not one nickel was given. And I'm not going to give them a nickel until they move the next level. Two, I will go before you and will level the mountains. The mountains are what?
Obstacles.
Huh?
Obstacles.
Usually, mountains represent different types of government. Okay? And that includes trade government. So keep that in mind. The next part, I will break down the gates of bronze and cut through the bars of iron. Bronze is the gates of bronze represent gates of suffering. And cut through the bars of iron represents the cutting away of witchcraft. When you see in the scriptures that they are cutting down bars of iron, they're eliminating witchcraft. So that's what's happening. 3, I will give you the treasures of darkness, riches stored in secret places, so that you may know that I am the Lord, the God of Israel, who summons you by name. For the sake of Jacob, my servant, of Israel, my chosen, I summons you by name and bestow on you a title of honor, though you do not acknowledge me. Notice he doesn't acknowledge him yet, but he spoke about him last night, and he spoke about him again this morning. I am the Lord, and there is no other. Apart from me, there is no God. I will strengthen you, though you have not acknowledged me, so that from the rising of the sun to the place of its setting, men may know there is none besides me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I form the light and create the darkness. Create the darkness. I bring prosperity and create disaster. Come on, camels. We're ready. Amen? I, the Lord, do all these things. You, heavens above, rain down righteousness. Let the clouds shower it down. Let the earth open wide. Let salvation spring up. Let righteousness grow with it. I, the Lord, have created it. Woe to him who quarrels with his maker, to him who is but a potsherd among the potsherds on the ground. Does the clay say to the potter, what are you making? Does your work say he has no hands? Woe to him who says to his father, what have you begotten? Or to his mother, what have you brought to birth? This is what the Lord says, the Holy One of Israel, its maker. Concerning things to come, do you question me about my children or give me orders about the works of my hand? It is I who made the earth and created mankind upon it. No discussion there needed. Amen? My own hand stretched out the heavens. I marshaled their starry hosts. I will raise up Cyrus. Look at, I will raise up Cyrus in my righteousness. I will make all his ways straight. So who's going to come in and do a work in him? It's the Lord. I will rebuild my city and set my exiles free, but not for a price or reward, says the Lord Almighty. So the bribery has stopped. And there's a force going from heaven using this man to straighten things out, not just in the Middle East, but right here in Washington and in New York and all through our country, including Canada and Mexico and many others that we know nothing about. So I want to stop there because I know I'm on a roll, but I'm trying to give you understanding. There is so much more hidden underneath the cushions of comfort. When I say cushions of comfort, I'm talking about those who think that it's always going to be the same. And it's not. You're seeing, my wife said to me today, after we listened to Nikki Haley, because both of us enjoyed her. Every time we listened to her, she was such a dramatic lady. And we ended up laughing a little bit because someone pointed out that she is part Indian. I don't know exactly which particular tribe, but, you know, yeah, her heritage is...
Not American Indian, isn't it?
Yes, American Indian.
No,
it's American Indian. And I don't know which tribe and all that, but I'm sure that she probably would educate us all. But the way she was sitting with her demeanor, her comments from the president, Her purpose was not about how the children are needing her or anything like that. There's not an ulterior motive. And she said loud and clear she will be working with our president for 2020. Why is it that this is all so important? Irene said, I've never seen in my background anybody doing so much in such a short period of time. And I'm thinking about the words that have come about acceleration, 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 multiplication, multiplication, multiplication. It's happening in Washington, but it's happening here. That fell like a bunch of rocks. It just did. Come on, lift your hands to him. Say, that multiplication is for me. You're going to multiply my time, my ways. I'm going to be able to do multitasking.
Come on. Yes.
Everything I need to get done.
Come on, come on.
Will be done quickly.
Yes.
And it will be done efficiently.
Yes.
Those lazy bones are gone.
Yes, lazy bones are gone.
In Jesus' name. I receive that victory.
I receive that.
It's not acceleration for them.
It's not acceleration.
It's acceleration in me.
It's acceleration in me.
Amen.
Amen.
I feel like a pastor tonight.